He thought about it. He prayed about it. He asked counsel from others. He weighed the consequences of what his decision would be. And he realized that either decision could be right. He recognized that this decision he was making was one that was going to take some dedication. It's going to take some commitment. It's going to take some sacrifice. It's going to take some selflessness. Whatever he decided, either way would be right. And once he made the decision was final. There was no turning back. He was in a quandary. Some of his peers had made this decision. They made it one way, and some of it made another way. Some of them made it another way. He knelt down and asked his God, God, what should I do? He got his answer. He got up from his knees and he walked over to the door frame and said, pierce my ear. He said, I love my wife. He said, I love my children. And he said, I will serve you the rest of my life. You know the story. There in Exodus, it tells us that the man had this choice. If he went into a and became a servant to a man, he was there. And if he was married there, he had the choice if he could either go out free and leave his wife and leave his children, or he could stay there and serve his master the rest of his life. And if he chose to stay with his wife and stay with his master, he went over to the door frame. Says they took an awl and bored his ear with an awl as an indication that he had decided to stay a servant and stay with his wife. Now, I suppose as he considered that, I don't think it's not too hard for me to imagine that he and his wife talked about this. It's not too hard for me to imagine that there was some times as they talked, he could go either way. But also, it's not too hard for me to imagine that there was between them, since he made the decision he made, a chemistry. There was a link. There was something there that he could not break away from. I'm sure they communicated well. I am sure they talked about it. I am sure that they talked about the pros and the cons, and they tried to understand each other. But when he made the decision, I'm also sure something happened in their hearts. It's not a lot unlike our marriages today. It's not a lot unlike that. A young man, a young lady comes together and they consider and they think about it and they decide yes. I'd like to talk about something that happens in that connection that we talk a lot about communication. We talk a lot about talking and talking it out and making sure that we've talked the different subjects through and the different aspects of it. But there's something about communication that we don't usually talk about that is really the true reason for communication. There is a reason that we communicate. It's not just to talk about things and get them out in the open and to feel like we have actually talked. It's more than that. There's a reason we do that. And the reason we do that, that ingredient that I want to talk about this evening is understanding. The reason we communicate is to have an understanding, so we can understand each other. That's why we communicate. In the King James Bible, this is just the King James Bible, there, the word communication, if I counted right, is used 6 times. The word understanding is used 160 times. There's something about understanding. God, in fact, told Solomon, he said, because you didn't ask for long life and riches and all that, you asked for wisdom and understanding, he was going to give him all the things he didn't ask for, all the long life and all the things he asked for. God was very pleased when Solomon asked for understanding. Before I sit down tonight, I'm going to ask us each one, as couples, to come together in prayer and ask God to give you a better understanding of each other. And you may think you have a good understanding, and bless God if you do. But it's an ingredient in marriage that can make or break a marriage. If you understand each other, that is one of the keys to having a beautiful and a marriage that's powerful. A marriage that people look at and say, I want to be like that. Young people look at that and say, I like what I see. It's because there's an understanding of each other. We understand. In Psalms 119, 104, he says, through thy precepts I get understanding. I hate every false way. Therefore, hate every false way. Proverbs 4 says, get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Get understanding. Get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing in another place. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get wisdom rather to be chosen than silver? Understanding. We understand each other. Many, many irritations in a marriage are because we just didn't quite understand. Because when, and you've probably all experienced it, I know I have, we have these little disagreements in our marriage. And sometimes they get bigger than other times. But many times when we come together and we realize, you know what, this misunderstanding we have or this disagreement we have, it's just about being able to understand each other. Many times, that is the key to bringing us back together, to being able to portray the love that God wants us to portray in our marriages. Number one thing it does, what marriage does, it creates a bond. When you feel like you can understand, you have a person you talk to and you start talking and explaining yourself and they start explaining themselves, and you can tell they understand, it creates a bond. It creates a unity that can't be created any other way. This is a bit of a negative thing, but I'm going to use it as a little illustration. Many good marriages, not among us, bless God. There have been many good marriages out there that have been torn apart because a man and a woman come together at work and they begin to understand each other. They feel like there's a connection there, there's a bond. and they don't have with their spouses at home. It happens. That tells me something. That's why I emphasize so much. My point this evening, that if we could have an understanding of each other, I know what you want, and I know what you want, and we're going to decide we want the same thing. We have the same goals. We have the same desires. It creates a bond. I can remember well, back when Ann and I were younger, we had children. I don't know how old they were, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12. I'm not sure how old they were, maybe not even that old, some of them. I remember a young couple, especially in particular, that we didn't know. They lived about 50 miles north of us in another district. But we went to their district one Sunday, I believe it was, and we got to talking. We got to talking about raising children and our views and our ideals and our ideas. And we found they were very, very similar, and we had a connection there. And even to this day, while we haven't been with them for a long time, there's still a certain draw, a certain pull, a certain connection because we had an understanding. It created a bond between us. That's one thing understanding does. The other thing understanding does, it allows two people to trust each other. That bond, that allows us to trust. When I can know that I understand you and you understand me, I trust you and you trust me. When I know that, I become vulnerable to you. You become vulnerable to me. You're willing to open up your heart and say, this is who I am, this is how I feel, this is what I think, and this is my struggles and all those kind of things. And I'm willing to do that because I understand. There's a word that goes along with understanding. That word is insight. Insight. In other words, a real simple definition of that is, I can see inside of you, and I let you see inside of me. Insight. I can understand when I can see inside of you and you can see inside of me. So I say to us as couples, husbands and wives, I say, open up your heart. Allow your wife, allow your husband to see inside of your heart what you think, how you feel, what she said and how that makes you feel. You work on those things and you understand each other. Insight, to see inside of each other. It is the ability to speak good words into a situation and to help it come out right. To be able to speak good words into a situation and help it to come out right. That's insight. James says, if any of you lack wisdom, which is similar to understanding, wisdom is a wise thing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Something happened in our marriage recently that changed the way Ann and I appreciate each other. It gave us an understanding. She knew I loved her, and I know I loved her, and she knew we loved each other, and we knew that. But there was something that was just, we didn't quite mesh in this one area. 5 years ago, Ann had cancer. When you go to the doctor, and the doctor says your wife has cancer, that's kind of serious. Two years ago or so, she had COVID really bad. Could hardly breathe. We didn't want to go to the hospital. Not that we're against hospitals. We've been there several times since then, but we just didn't want to go. COVID and hospitals in our minds didn't mix too well. It seemed like it didn't always work out real well. She had COVID. She could just about couldn't breathe. And she said one time, she said, we talked to the children, all of them, and said, what do you think? What do you think we should do? Well, we knew about a doctor down south of us there, and He had had some pretty good success with it, and so they all encouraged us to go down there, and we did. Anyway, so here I've been through cancer with my wife. One thing about that cancer was this. Of course, when they do cancer, they take all kinds of x-rays and MRIs and CAT scans and whatever else they did. They found a spot on her liver, kidneys, something like that. So we thought, where is this going? When she heard that, she began to think about leaving me, going home. She began to desire to go home. We talked about it. She talked about it. I said, wait a minute. What about me? You wanting to go, but what about me? It seemed like she's just ready to go. She's was ready to get out of here. I said, I want you here with me. But she just wanted to go. She was ready to go. I wasn't insulted, but I'll admit it did hurt a little bit. About 3 months ago, I felt a little ache in my chest. I told Ann about it. We prayed about it. We talked about it. Finally decided I'd go to my local doctor. He said we should get a stress test. We got the stress test. It was a little bit unusual, I didn't think a lot about it, but a little bit. After the stress test, the technician that took the test, he went and talked to a cardiologist. Cardiologist said, okay, you can go home. Went back to the local doctor after the stress test, and he said, well, I think we ought to get an angiogram, a CAT angiogram. So we did that. That's a picture of your heart. Came back. The doctor said, I should go see a cardiologist. We went to a cardiologist, and he said, well, we told him our story, gave him our history a little bit. He said, well, this is no surprise. It was a surprise to me. I felt good. I was energetic. I felt good. He said, well, your father had a heart attack. Your mother died of a stroke. He said, I think we should do a heart catheterization. So 1 week ago, we had a heart catheterization. But in this whole time, I began to, I feel good, but at the same time, if your heart stops, you don't live anymore. You go home. As I thought about that, I began to, that would be kind of nice. I began to have those same feelings that Ann had. We talked about it. It created a bond. She knew that I understood her feelings, and now I understood hers, and she understood mine. What I'm talking about is these things that sometimes are not so easy. They can be difficult. If we let those things bring us together and talk about them and establish, create, achieve, attain, strive for an understanding. I don't know what percentage of love is understanding, but I have a feeling it's a big percentage is understanding of the love we have for our spouses. We understand each other. It's not just that fuzzy feeling we have, and I have those. for my wife, and she has those for me. We've been married almost 46 years, and I still have those fuzzy feelings. In fact, it seems like they get stronger the older I get. I'm going to encourage you to cultivate those fuzzy feelings. Now, that's not all there is to love, but that creates a bond. It creates an understanding. I know who you are, and I like you. Now, you don't have to have heart problems. And by the way, I'll just tell you, that heart catheterization, they did find a blockage. It was 90% blocked in what they called the widowmaker in my heart. They were able to put a stent in there, and. Now, you don't have to have heart problems or cancer or COVID to have an understanding that deepens your love for each other. There are some things you need to do that you can do. And let me just say this. Little things matter. Little things matter. Big things do too. But little things matter. Ephesians tells us, he says, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself. And the wife see that she reverence her husband. Let that become your goal in your marriage. That every wife reverence, respect her husband. And every wife and every husband love his wife. She needs to feel your absolute dedication to her. And he needs to feel, wives, your appreciation and support of him. Here's a few things we do. As we have enhanced our life and our marriage and our togetherness, here's a few things we do. We pray together. I can remember prayers. They don't happen every day. We have prayed prayers before that we just weep together over our own needs. We're able to be vulnerable. Lord, this is who I am. And this is who I want to be. And this is what I've done. And this is what I want to change. And it can go on and on. Those kinds of prayers, they're very binding prayers. Sincere prayers. Not just, and there's nothing wrong with table prayers, nothing wrong, that you should do them. But not just, thank you for the food, bless it. Bless those who prepared it. In Jesus' name, amen. Those are good prayers. Nothing wrong with those prayers. But I mean prayers for you. Actually, bear your heart. Pray together. That creates an understanding for each other, with each other. True prayers. Confessing your needs. Intercession. Confession, intercession. Intercede, truly, truly come together. Take the time to intercede for your children, for yourselves, for your church, for your friends, for your neighbors. Intercede, truly pray together. Bring your hearts together. Number two, I already talked about this briefly. Cultivate your feelings for each other. Cultivate them. And that means, you know, when you go out and cultivate your corn or your beans out in your field, you run these shovels down between the rows there and you get out all the weeds and you kind of aerate the soil a little bit, and it helps the beans and the corn to just pick up and grow a little better. That means, cultivate means that's what you're doing. You're kind of stirring around there and you're trying to help it grow better. you're purposefully and purposely coming together and you're talking about things, you're dealing with things, you're handling things purposely. I'm sure you all do this, but I'll say this. Tell her you love her. Tell him you love him. During COVID, we call it during COVID, it was during the time that Anna was real sick and she was beginning to get better. She didn't sleep well. In fact, she didn't sleep much at all at night. She would sleep out in the living room in the recliner there, and I'd go in the bedroom, go to sleep in bed. But every morning, I come out, and she hadn't slept well. I can sleep, it seems like. I'm glad of that. But she says, every morning I'd come out and say, I love you this morning. Another thing you can do to cultivate your feelings is, and this may be a little shallow, you may think this might be a little shallow, but at the same time, it does cultivate something in your heart, because it was a real thing to you one day. And that is, reminisce about your wedding occasionally. Talk about some of those things you did, or early your early married life, or just some special events you might have had in your life. Talk about those things occasionally. Just reminisce about those things. Look through your wedding pictures, if you have wedding pictures. Maybe some of you don't. We have done that before, and it's really fun, actually, to reminisce about that. In cultivating your feelings, I encourage you. I tell my wife, she is beautiful. Because I have trained my mind and am continuing to train my mind. She is what's beautiful. Nobody else, nothing else. She is. She defines beauty to me. And I'd like, and your wife can do this to your husbands. He can define something respectful, something handsome, or something, whatever you want to call it, just something that is admirable and respectable. He defines that for you. That makes us responsible men, that we would be that way. But the brother was speaking out here a little bit ago. I think he said his grandpa said something about get a wife like grandma. I said that lots of times to young couples or to... Yeah, I said, listen, young man, listen. You want to get a good wife? Get one half as good as my wife, and you'll get a good one. Of course, that's... And I tell others, I said, sometimes in crowds, you know, we're together, we're not together, and we're separate, and I'm looking for her, and I just say, I just look for the glow, and that's where she is. Those kinds of things... Those kinds of things, I don't do it perfect, but those kinds of things can create a feeling and a bond that can be a beautiful thing. Number three, include each other in your failures and your mistakes. You can begin to understand each other when you include, when you say, when you can include, I made this mistake. We do this a lot. We tend to talk a lot going down the road and think about other things sometimes, and we miss our turns. It's not uncommon for us to miss a turn. And we'll look at each other and say, well, at least we're together. That kind of a thing, that kind of a feeling. At least we're together. Some things you can do to cultivate a bond, an understanding between each other. Number four is, and again, you may think this is a little bit silly. Maybe it might be. I don't know. We like to do it. It's not critical or necessary. But and maybe some of these things are a bit light. I don't know. But we like to match our clothes. I know that isn't necessary. And you can't do that. And maybe you don't even want to do it. I don't know. But we like to match. If she wears light blue, I'll wear light blue. If she wears a green, I'll wear a green. It just brings us together. That's what we do. Remember, I said, little things matter. Little things matter. Little things matter. They make a difference. For example, she somehow doesn't know how to open her car door, so I have to open it for her. She could open the back door, but not the front door. I like to do that. Open her car door. Have her bath towel ready when she gets out of the shower. Just there handy. Many times, I'll know she's in the shower, and as soon as I see her, she turns the shower off, I'll go ahead and get the towel, have it there ready for her, and she does the same thing for me. Not always, but many times. Another thing I like to do, I encourage, and this can apply both ways, but now I encourage, when she calls for supper or dinner or whatever meal it is, be prompt. So she knows you care about what she wants. My wife, she likes to have the food hot when she eats it. So when she tells me it's ready, I like to come in, and she wants me to come in right away so that it can be ready, hot there. She feels like she's done me all she can do as a wife in getting a meal ready. It's hot. It's right there. Now, I realize sometimes that can't work, but if you can, it's just little things that tell her she matters. And it could be vice versa with you ladies. Whatever you can do to make him feel like he is worthwhile to put some extra effort into. And the fourth thing I had there was, you've probably heard of the love language, what your love language is. In other words, the thing that you like the most. It's very, sometimes it's kind of easy to identify that. If you know, have a friend or somebody that's constantly giving you a little gift, that's probably because their love language is gifts. They like to receive gifts too. Or they're constantly telling you how much they appreciate you or something like that. That means that probably they like to be told how much, you know, there are words of affirmation. Find her love language. Find his love language. Speak it to him. Make the effort to find out what it is. I want to tell you a story. I want to tell you a story about a man who is able to make his wife understand absolutely of his love for her. She didn't understand it right away, but she did later. I don't know if any of you have heard this or not. Bear with me if you have, but I'm going to tell it this way. The plane was eerily silent as he tightened the final strap on his wife's parachute. Their single-engine Cessna was losing altitude rapidly. All he could hear was the howl of the wind outside and the creaking of metal and his wife's breath. "I love you," he whispered, hands on her shoulders, and she relaxed in his calm steadiness. "Okay, let me help you with your parachute," she said as he turned. She said as he turned to open the plane door. Without another word, he shoved her out into the void. She would later learn there was only one parachute. She understood. And he showed her in a way that there was no mistake. She understood. How much will you do for your spouse? Will you go to the door and lay your ear against the door? Say, "Pierce my ear." He could have made another choice and it'd be okay. Will you stay and be a servant for her? For him? Get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Now, I told you I'd like to have just a little time where you can pray with your wife. Pray for understanding of each other. This purpose of marriage, this thing we call marriage that can be such a heaven on earth or such a hell on earth, it can be. God intends it to be a little heaven on earth. I have no idea what your marriages are like. Well, yeah, I have a little idea. You're here tonight. But there just may well be in this room here some struggling marriages. Some just struggling. Doesn't seem like you can get along. Doesn't seem like he says the right thing. She doesn't say the right thing. Just seems like, oh. And maybe there are none. Praise God if there aren't. But I know from my experience that there's always a need for me to have an understanding. A better understanding. I think I understand, but as we talk and as we communicate, we come to a better and a closer understanding. So I'd like us to pray this evening that God would give us each one a better understanding of the other one. And then I might be asking too much, and you don't have to do this, but I'm asking if you could take sometime in the near future, and say, do we understand each other? Take some time. Do we understand each other? And each one express to the other one if there's anything you have a question about, or you might have a wonder about this, about him, about her, or is there something you'd like to change a little bit? I'd encourage you, if you would, take some time to do that. Talk about it. Let's pray together, and I'm going to go sit down with my wife, and I'll come back up here in a bit, and I'll close it then. So let's if you can kneel together or lean forward together, whatever you want to do, but have some time of prayer together. We thank you, Lord, that and pray that you would open our eyes to understand what it is that we need. And Father, that we'd be able to each one give. We say we love one another, but to show that love so they could understand how much we love. Help us, Lord, to love not just for the sake of the enjoyment of it, but also for the sake of a testimony of a good marriage to our children, to our friends and neighbors, also as a testimony to the love of Christ that he has for the church. Lord, help us to be more in love with one another and with you, and to understand how to do that. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'm going to turn the time over to the moderator.